seems to be 2 to 4.5 now, and that his eyesight is getting worse. He says that he does have an eye exam coming up in the next month or two. So Alex, you know, the reality, smokes what he doesn't drink, what he smokes, he doesn't drink alcohol. He still works. He's like, got good muscle tone and he's very active. But he has actually quit smoking. He used to smoke. Then he recently maintained from 7522. Review system as above. Medication list was updated today.
We were on the western slope, and we were in Montrose, Colorado.
In Montrose, you mean further west?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were. Yeah. Fort Collins is right above Denver, so we were on the other side of the continental divide.
I see. Fort Collins is above. And then also the Outer Bank Line, the first place.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's actually in Golden, so that's kind of west. Almost, well, it's still in Denver, but it's where the University of Mines are in Colorado. But it's almost getting into the mountains. But if you go north, you get to Brighton, and then you get to another little town, and then Loveland, and then Windsor, and then Fort Collins, and then right after that, it's Wyoming. Wyoming is only like 25 miles away from Fort Collins. That'll be nice and cold. It'll be fun.
Well, no, that would be great. I mean, the snow on there, we could take the tip of your skin. The snow doesn't always come.
Right, and usually the first day of school, the season opens on Thanksgiving Day, but a lot of it is man-made snow.
Yeah,
so that's why I'm over here. But hopefully the Lord will provide some snow for the little kids might.
Yeah.
Grandkids to see it. That would be so much fun.
So you're doing a radio much? No, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I believe that. Samuel flew there because he got his license, and that's the highest airport in the contiguous continental United States.
Okay.